Actress Mia Farrow wants to lock up Trump over deportation of Venezuela gangbangers. By Warner Todd Houston on March 17, 2025. Left-wing actress Mia Farrow jumped to her social media Monday to spread conspiracy theories about the Trump administration's deportations of violent trend Aragua gangbangers to El Salvador. The Rosemary's Baby star jumped to her account on the left-wing echo chamber Blue Sky app in reply to a post made by Vice President J.D. Vance, who wrote, "There were violent criminals and rapists in our country. Democrats fought to keep them here. President Trump deported them." To that, Farrow hinted that the Trump administration maybe didn't deport any criminals at all because we had no idea who was sent. She also promulgated the false claim that officials ignored a judge's binding orders to stop the deportation. "We have no idea who was sent to that nightmare prison in El Salvador. They were denied a hearing," she wrote. "Trump regime ignored a judge's order, binding under the law," she said, and added, "The PPL were sent by a military plane, so if they had already taken off as claimed, the plane could and should have turned back. Lock him up," she concluded. "We have no idea who was sent to that nightmare prison in El Salvador. They were denied a hearing. Trump regime ignored a judge's order, binding under the law. The PPL were sent by a military plane, so if they had already taken off as claimed, the plane could and should have turned back. Lock him up." Image or embed. Mia Farrow, transgender symbol emoji. At myafarrow.bisky.social, March 17, 2025 at 2:31 p.m. Democrats are working overtime to promulgate the claim that the Trump administration purposefully ignored a court order that aimed to stop the deportation flight that landed in El Salvador on Sunday. But the facts are far less clear. President Trump had invoked the 1798 Alien Enemies Act as the basis for his deportation of 238 members of the dangerous Venezuelan Tu gang along with 23 members of the equally violent and dangerous MS-13 gang. Today, the first 238 members of the Venezuelan criminal organization, Trend Aragua, arrived in our country. They were immediately transferred to SCOT, the Terrorism Confinement Center, for a period of 1 year, renewable. The United States will pay a very low fee for them. pic.twitter.com/tfc8cgpd6. Nayib Bukele, at Nayib Bukele, March 16, 2025. But Chief Judge James Boasberg of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia had issued an order on Saturday evening meant to stop the deportation flight from taking off. However, the White House claimed that the court order had no legal standing. And even so, the flights had already left U.S. airspace before the court acted. The White House did not refuse to comply with the court order, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told Breitbart News. The administration did not refuse to comply with the court order. The order, which had no lawful basis, was issued after terrorist aliens had already been removed from U.S. territory. The written order and the administration's actions do not conflict, Leavitt added. Moreover, as the Supreme Court has repeatedly made clear, she continued, federal courts generally have no jurisdiction over the president's conduct of foreign affairs, his authorities under the Alien Enemies Act, and his core Article 2 powers to remove foreign alien terrorists from U.S. soil and repel a declared invasion, she continued. A single judge in a single city cannot direct the movements of an aircraft carrier full of foreign alien terrorists who were physically expelled from U.S. soil. Whatever results this legal tug-of-war return. What is most notable about Farrow's social media post is that she is doing exactly what Vice President Vance accused the Democrats of doing. She is arguing to keep dangerous terroristic gangbangers in the USA. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.